The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk. Winners and sinners. On The Hard Shoulder.
Yes, Saoirse Hanley is with me, the features writer with the Irish Independent, and Alison Curtis, presenter of Weekend Breakfast on Today FM, picking winners and sinners from the week gone by. Saoirse, yes. Nice of you to slum it with us after yes. the elevated heights you've been living on.
Well, the seat doesn't recline and no one is... Well, actually, I was offered a
the
coffee
The seat does recline,
in,
but it's because the back is broken on it.
That's not quite what I'm used to these days. Yes, I'm a first-class traveller on Irish Rail Services now. Totally by accident. I have never done it, but I had never done it. But last week, I booked a train too late to get home and I was like, right, I need to go tomorrow. I'll book this time. And I had to get back for a certain time because I had a communion to get to. It was all go. And I was like, right, I have to get the 11:25. And the only option was first class, which is like, I think it was like £50.99, which is like
how much more expensive?
Right, 20.
20 more?
That's not bad. Okay. Depending on what like route you do or what day you go, whether you get the flexible or the low or when you book it. Obviously, last minute, to be fair, last minute, 50, not that bad. My best friend once got caught in the station. She missed her train and she thought she could use the ticket. She couldn't. And they were like, you had to buy a new one at the machine. And that was like 50 quid again. And that was just to sit on the floor because there was no seats. Oh. So when I told her I paid for this, she was like, yeah, but I did it once to sit on the floor and I was like, you're so right. Paid £50.99 and I actually am so worried it's ruined me forever. It was lovely.
It's the only way to go.
Oh my God, it was so nice. So you normally, obviously, it's like two sets of four, so two and two. But on the first class, I don't know if you've ever been up there, but on the first class section, it's two and one. So it's the seats are wider, so there's less of them. And they have a little button on the side. You can move back and forwards. I put my AirPods down on the table while I was like, you know, getting all my stuff ready and they started charging. Because there's a wireless charger there. And then they came down for a coffee and I was like, I'll have a coffee, please. It was the day after payday, so I was feeling really flush. And I was like, I'll buy a coffee, whatever. I'll buy everyone a coffee. And didn't even ask for my card, didn't ask for anything. It was free. The coffee's included.
What?
Free. Wow. Coffee. Now, the guy next to me did order a Twix and he had to pay for the Twix. So I think it's just free tier coffee. But it was a free coffee. It was
two
lovely.
Coffees on the journey. You've already clawed back 6 or 7 quid of that extra 20 euro.
It was
unbelievable. Yeah.
Stunning. And then, like, it was kind of funny because I very quickly lost the run of myself. Like, I had the seats to myself for a
just
while.
Just throwing coffee around.
Oh, I was like, this throwing is, this in people's is my faces. Kingdom. And then these three lads got on at, like, Thurles or something. And they were heading up, I assume, for some kind of concert or something because they cracked open the cans that they had on with them.
Can you drink in first class?
No,
like
you're not supposed to drink on the train at all. And I was like, what is the riffraff doing up here? We don't drink up in first class unless it's champagne, darling. But they were getting notifications on the train being like, can anybody drinking on the plane please stop? Or train, please stop drinking on the train. So I was kind of like sitting there being like...
Were they boisterous or were they...
Do you know what? They recognised where they were.
Yeah.
And they kept generally to themselves. I also had noise.
That's all right.
I like travelling by train. I find it really relaxing. And myself and Aileen Hickey, Matt Cooper's wife, used to go down together for the Today Show. And it was always like a mad panic because they'd collect you and get you to RT studios. But a colleague of yours would always leave us behind and go to first class. Every single time.
Oh, really?
And we wouldn't see them. For the whole journey.
Would you not see them for the whole journey?
And then you'd be in the makeup chair and then that's where you'd start kind of like talking or on live TV.
Wow.
They were traveling first class.
And
every time.
They always traveled first class.
They always traveled first class.
That's interesting. I wonder, do they fly first class as well all the time?
I don't know.
You would suspect so, do you
possibly,
think?
Possibly, yeah. But there was no like, sorry, this was bought or whatever. See you later.
It no awkwardness. Like, just like, yeah,
bye.
Whatever. See you later, suckers.
Yep.
Yeah. I've never flown first class or business class. Have you?
Yes. And I did. It was on a return flight from Japan in 2002 when we were over for the World Cup when I was producing the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show. And it was lovely. And the reason why they did that was the flight over made the front pages of the newspapers. It was so awful. It was failed Swiss Air and parts of the plane were falling on our head and we were trapped on the plane for 16 hours. So they're like, tell you what, we'll give you first class.
Well,
oh,
back.
Nice.
Yeah.
No, I've never done it. It's amazing. I don't know if you ever traveled with Jess Kelly, but Jess gets upgraded like
all
it's
the time.
Going out of fashion.
How does she do it?
Unbelievable.
I've tried and it doesn't work.
Secret, yeah.
She kind of shrugs and goes, oh, I don't know, but I think she knows. I think she's got a system. Well, I think she's working
the system.
I
wonder then, yeah.
Well, she collects all her points and does all that sort of stuff.
Oh, okay.
Also, she's got a kind of a business relationship with people in Aer Lingus. I think she leans on them. She's like the mafia.
Yeah.
You know, she kind of, one day I will ask you for a favor.
Yeah,
and you must
okay.
give it to me.
I felt quite bad the one time I
she's like the Don Corleone of this building. She is in a lot of ways when you say it out loud.
I just want to find a where her yeah.
contacts are. Quite unassuming, but dangerous.
Yeah, but very dangerous.
You've come to me on the morning of my tech conference. I flew business class once on a press trip and it was amazing, and I also think it ruined me. I'm flying to the US later this year and I'm already like, oh my god, I'm going to sit in economy in the cramped seats. But I felt really bad because our Aer Lingus contact couldn't get into business class with us.
Oh no.
The woman travelling with us from Aer Lingus, it just, there was a last minute change of who could come from their side, and the day of there wasn't space left, so she had to go back into economy and the rest of us sat up front.
Mm. My parents are getting the Rocky Mountaineer, the thing across Canada or whatever it is, the train. Ew. Yeah, yeah. Later in the summer.
I've always wanted to do that, actually.
Those glassy ones where you can like see
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
So are they starting, do you know where they're starting?
They're starting in Vancouver. Yeah. They're flying to Vancouver, they're going to Victoria for a few days, that's the island, and then they're going to get the train across.
Fun.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's stunning.
I've wanted to do that, yeah.
Anyway, so that's enough about my parents' holiday plans. Who's your winner of the week?
So coffee, again, prices. So we were in Dunleary for a lovely, fun summer day out, whatever, 2 weeks ago. And my husband got an Americano, I got a flat white. And she's like, that'll be $6.20. I'm like, what?
No way.
Yeah.
Student prices. You still have your UCIT student card.
Yeah, because I look like a student, definitely. I was like, what? So I just, they're called JJ Darbovins. And then I was like, looked at other places in Dunleary just because that was so cheap. Two beans, shout out for them as well. So like flat whites used to be around €2, €3. And now locally where we work, I've paid up to $4.25. Yes. And I went once and forgot that that's what I paid and went back to this establishment. I was like, damn it. Anyway, so I was really surprised by that. Like $6.20 for both of us. And it was gorgeous. Like they have a roastery in there and all that kind of stuff. So shout out to them for, you know, just making it affordable, because it is something we want to enjoy every day.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is creeping up.
Yeah.
So astonishing what happens. I bought two iced lattes last week for me and a friend, and the man said like $7.50 or something. And I was like, that's three something each. That's phenomenal. I was delighted, thrilled.
Yeah.
Because normally it would definitely be over four.
Yeah,
especially
exactly.
One of us had oat milk and that would have been more again.
Oh,
yeah.
An iced latte with oat milk. That's the real takeaway there.
That wasn't for me, guys.
For
don't
shame.
Worry.
First against the wall when the revolution comes.
I am a vegan drinker. I don't do dairy.
Yeah, I know. It's disappointing. You know my policy when I hear people don't drink dairy is I drink more of it to compensate.
Well, we've heard about
your glass of
like
milk
habit. The biggest
habit.
Turn off ever is a dude with a glass of milk.
Well, I have two. Since you told me you don't drink it, I now have two glasses of milk. And my wife says, what are you doing? I said, this is for Alison because she doesn't do it. I've got to keep the business. I've got to keep the industry going.
On my own. For her.
Oh my God. It's so difficult. I really can't have any more milk. Saoirse, who's your sinner of the week?
Well, I'd love to say that it was whoever created this video, but I think it's me for being the sucker. I fell for my first AI video this week.
Oh, what was it?
Okay, this is actually really embarrassing because I did have to send the video to your producer, and that was the first time I watched it with sound on, and that made me realise that I'm an absolute idiot. It was a video of a kangaroo not being allowed onto a plane. And the kangaroo was like holding a little...
I did see that.
Yeah, he was holding a little boarding pass.
Sorry.
So Saoirse,
I have so many questions. Mm-hmm. Why?
I have actually been to journalism college, would you believe?
Why did it take sound for you to realise that a kangaroo shouldn't be boarding a plane? Why was sound normal. The thing that made the difference there?
I was really passively watching, like scrolling through Twitter, or X rather, and a screenshot of this picture came up.
Cute.
I was like, oh, cute. And, you know, I didn't really, like, I think I must have assumed, like, there's no way anyone has an emotional support kangaroo. Like, that's not true. But the little caption was like, oh, look at the little guy with his boarding pass. And I was like, that's so true. Look at the little guy with his boarding pass. And then I kept scrolling. And then I kept going. And then yesterday I came across like another tweet being like, oh, can't believe I fell for the kangaroo AI video. And I was like, whoa, wait, it was a video? And then I watched the video and I was like, I am the biggest fool to
oh
ever
my God.
Have been fooled.
What was the sound that tipped you
like,
over the edge?
It was like, blah, 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 blah. These two, like the air hostess speaking to the owner of the kangaroo. And the kangaroo was
sorry,
just
what
like,
language was that?
Yeah, was it not speaking Australian?
No, completely gibberish. Because I did think I was like, what's his model of? It was nothing. It was gibberish. It wasn't even, it was like Simlish. They weren't saying anything.
Oh, like
note.
The way kind of Charlie Brown speaks on the phone.
Yeah.
Oh, the Adults and Peanuts.
Yeah.
It was nothing. And it was like, and even when you look back, and I always find this, like, I think I'm quite good at identifying AI normally because I hate it. So anything that's generated by AI, I'm like, ugh, disgusting.
But it is terrible. You kind of judge people for it. Like, a few friends, like, send me loads of things on Instagram all the time. That's how you communicate. That's how you keep the friendship alive.
Yeah.
And it's so cute. I'm like, so not real.
Yeah. Yeah. It's shiny. Why is that, like, picture so shiny? So I'm normally, like, on the front lines of being an AI hater and denier, and then
you got
to have been suckered by a, like, I don't even think kangaroos are that cute normally. I just animals doing things that animals don't normally do just seems to get me, and holding a boarding pass really worked for me.
So I often think, this popped into my head, you know, wouldn't it be great, you know, the way people at this websites for everything, why isn't there a website of famous scenes in movies, like serious scenes where someone's on the phone and they put the Peanuts voice over the other person speaking? Wouldn't that be really good?
But have you seen the soundless videos?
Hello, mother.
Why are you sharing such a genius idea?
I know.
Do you know the soundless videos?
I don't know how you monetize it.
You've seen that, right? Like the music videos with no sound and the dancing.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes. Like the squeaking of shoes and stuff in the background.
And like the coughing, and like it's the David Bowie and Mick Jagger dancing in the streets one is... Just
you know, I had a real experience of that. I was in an ad once. Did I tell you this?
Yeah.
But one of the scenes in the ad, we was in a nightclub, but we had to film
sound.
It in a in an upstairs
so
bedroom
awkward.
In a house in Black Rock.
Yeah.
And there's like 20 people in the crew just standing there, and I'm standing in the corner of the room, and they've like a smoke machine, but there's no sound, and I have to fully dance. They're like, dance as if you're in a nightclub. And they like poured
this
water on me.
This experience has lived with you. Like,
really has.
You've told this story.
There's so many
times
different strands. And I've never even told that part of it, probably. Have I? There's different strands. There's different
but
strands.
But how did you know what beat you were supposed to dance to?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they would wait to see what beat I danced to, and then they would
match it.
Like, kind of back engineer whatever song.
This seems like a Jamiroquai kind of guy.
Yeah.
Well, they
You know, you don't hear Jamiroquai enough anymore.
You know when Challengers came out last year? The tennis movie with Zendaya.
Yes.
There's that scene at the beginning where she's like a teenager and she's dancing at the tennis party. I don't know where she is. The dancing looks so weird in like when you see the film, because I think there's some like, I don't even know what's playing. It's something that really, really doesn't match. It. And the theory is that when they were on set, there was no way that was playing, and they just kind of had her dance for whatever and then put the track on after. But it's an example of it just not working.
Not working.
Like, that's, no one's dancing to
unlike
that.
Unlike your ad, which totally worked.
Yeah,
obviously.
It did. Really worked. KBC sold a load of more mortgages off the back of it.
Zendaya wasn't in it, but it didn't matter.
And then they quickly left the Irish market. Some say it was the ad that killed them. So have you fallen for any fakes?
No, I think I'm pretty good so far. Maybe I have and I'm not aware, but, and I don't mean to diss my friends, like there are cute AI animals to look at, but like it's clear, like one sent one of, this is a friend in Canada, by the way, of a cow, and I was like, this is obviously... Like the cow's eyes were like slowly opening and closing. And just like it's not. And it was like.
But they are getting amazing.
Yeah.
So I tried to, just before we came in here, I didn't have time to refine it. So I'll send it to you later.
Okay.
I asked, so one of the image generation models, one of the better ones, to make a picture of Alison Curtis riding an ostrich through the surf on an Irish beach on a sunny summer's day.
Why?
The look of abject horror on Alison's face currently.
I just would wonder what that looked like.
Oh, God.
And then if you post it on X, I'll think it's real and I'll text you.
I'll put it up.
I'll put it up.
Where's Alison's passport?
How did you tame that ostrich?
Yeah, exactly. I didn't share. I thought it'd be unfair. I said you would fall for it. Anyway, it is incredible. Wait till you see the finished product. I'm going to put it up later.
I can't wait.
All right. Who's your sinner of the week then?
Meal prep. I know it sounds silly, but I got one Sunday, I got home from work and I got suckered into seeing all these videos where like some of them are really calm people putting it together, and like they have the four jars in front and they're like pouring in the, you know, the salad dressing first and then building the salad and, you know, those big mason jars into the fridge. And that's you sorted for the week. And then like meal prep for like oats in the morning, bars for snacks, dinners, and that kind of stuff. And I was like, maybe I'll try this. Went out to Mr. Price, got my big mason jars, tried it for a week. First of all, I felt like I wasn't saving any time. And second of all, I'm not good with leftovers. Like I have a real phobia of them.
You do.
You don't
terrified.
Like eating food after a few days.
Uh-uh. Oh, yeah, no, but it, also like... Yeah, I like everything super fresh. Which
really?
Is,
I ate a chicken Kiev last night out of the oven, and I think it was in there for a couple of days.
In the oven?
Yeah, it had been left in there on a
no,
plate.
No, it wasn't.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
When did you eat this?
I ate it last night when I got home.
Okay, so in 24 hours, we'll see how
yeah.
back to us.
Yeah.
What?
And I've been in there, and I was halfway through it, and my wife looked at me and she said, that's in there since Tuesday.
Oh,
oh my
yeah,
God.
This was Thursday evening.
Oh, dear.
But it was cooked.
You're
going to
have
cooked.
A fun weekend.
God, people really walk among us.
My grandmother
used to... Sorry, it was delicious. It was delicious.
But did you
because
it
hadn't been cut open, so the like it was still that liquidy, buttery goodness in the middle.
Did you reheat it though?
No, I didn't. I just I ate it like it was a like a chocolate bar. I picked it up and ate it with my hands.
Oh my God! I have a real food phobia, like a real. And I think the leftover thing came from the fact that my grandmother like would reheat something so many times that it grew its own personality, left off the table. So anyway, this meal prep thing, I was like, yeah, I'm going to sort this. I'm going to get this done. And it just it didn't save time. And by the third day, I was like, that salad doesn't look very appealing anymore. And so yeah, I've got big mason jars now. I need to figure out what to do with them.
Yeah,
I don't want anything 3 days in a row. Sorry. Yeah. By the third day, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's part of the problem, isn't it? Yeah. Those big batch things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unless it's like a breakfasty, like your oats or something you would normally, but like the lunches and the dinners, no.
No.
So
I'm really on board with overnight oats. I've had different stints of meal prepping and it never sticks.
It doesn't.
I can do the oats the night before. Happy with that. My latest is tiramisu oats, which I got off TikTok.
Oh, wow.
Stunning. They're stunning. They're so
nice. A bit rich for breakfast, no?
It's not too bad because you're only putting a little bit of like yogurt on top as the kind of cream bit. But inside is just like oats and chia seeds and some coffee.
Oh, that sounds good.
It's really, really good.
And dairy is in there as well. That's a good thing.
You know what I mean?
So I'm not doing all the heavy lifting. Sirish and Alison are going to stay with me. We will be back after the break with the last bit of the show.
Ignition sequence start.
This is the last bit of the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1 0, all engine running. Liftoff, we have a liftoff.
Yes, it is the last bit of the show, and Alison and Saoirse are both still with me. Saoirse.
Yes.
So, harmless pranks.
Yes.
Is there such a thing?
I think so. And
really?
I've never been one to watch like...
Have you been the victim of one?
I have.
Oh.
Yeah, I have. I'll tell you about
it. Did
that
it feel
one.
Harmless?
Well, in the moment, no. But no, it actually was harmless. It was actually really funny. Friends of mine, so I used to live in this kind of big high-rise student accommodation when I was like 20, 21. And there was a building kind of reception at the front and they were there to, you know, organise events and talk to us and let us in and all the rest. And two of my friends, Ian and Sahara, shout out to them, came running up. It was Easter Sunday and they'd gone out somewhere in Montreal to find Mass somewhere. Although Sahara's not even Irish, where she's going. And they left Mass, came back. And they were like, oh my God, you won't believe it. There's free Lindt chocolate bunnies at reception. And I was like, oh my God, hold me back. I'm going. And they're like, no, you have to post like an Instagram. You have to post a picture. And you had to post a picture with like your fingers behind your ears, like bunny ears, like, you know, bunny ears. Whatever. And you had to say like, the building was called Evo where we lived. And you had to say hashtag Easter at Evo and then just show reception and for, you know, to redeem yourself a bunny. Took a picture by the window. I'm all excited, fingers on my head, and I run off down the stairs.
This is a good prank.
It was a really good prank. Actually, not even the stairs. I was on the 16th floor. Took the lift all the way down. Appeared at reception, burst out at the table, and I was like, guys, I've posted the picture. And they're like, what? I was like Easter at Evo. And they're kind of looking at me blankly. And I was like, you know, and I hold up my phone and I show them my Instagram post. And I'm like, Easter at Evo. And they were like, what on earth is wrong with this woman? And he turns, the woman at reception turns to the security guy. And she's like, do you know about this? Anybody else heard about this? And he's like asking, you know, radioing out. And next thing I hear these giggles from the mezzanine above me. And it's Sahara and Ian like peering down at me from up there because they crafted the whole thing. There was no
that
Easter
is clever.
At Evo.
That is clever, isn't it?
It was clever. It was. And it was harmless. And I've laughed about
it
for
some people will take it. Some people... don't.
I'm very ready to embarrass myself. It's fine.
Yeah.
It was really, really funny, but it was harmless.
When I met my husband, I told him I had done 2 citizens arrests in Canada. He was ever concerned.
For what?
I can't remember what I made it up. But I was like, so if you're ever concerned, like, and we're out and around, like, I'm good on this front. And I didn't tell him that I'd never done that for about 3 years.
Brilliant. Are you good to prank other people then beyond that?
I don't think I do.
I'm really bad. I can't really do.
I can't think of them.
No, and then I can't see them through. Like, the reason I thought about this is that friends of mine at work, we had kind of come up with this. We were just talking in the canteen, just the three of us one day, and we were all going to see everybody else later that evening. And we came up with this stupid prank that a woman in Hoth is like selling crazy Paul Mescal merch. We were like, it's really...
These are so elaborate.
So we were just like, oh, it'll be so funny. We'll just say, we'll make it up and we'll go. And we were telling them all. And again, room full of journalists. Not one of them was like, let me Google this. So they just took it. And we moved on talking about it. And then the next day we announced that we were like, haha, got you. And to be fair, the reaction... They were like, oh. grand. And we were like, loser, got you. You've been duped. They really didn't care. But it, I just giggled through it. I can't do it with a straight face.
Alison, then before we go, you've got some sage advice for people.
Yeah. Like sometimes life is a little bit tricky and there is science behind what I'm about to say as
All right. Okay.
Is that...
Here's the science. Here's what was that science. In? L'Oreal ads. Was it L'Oreal?
I don't know. Do
you remember those ads?
Was it the KBSH Claire? Wherever?
Can you remember? pay attention, here comes the science. Remember
this is
that?
The science bit. I don't know.
Oh, come on. From. There's people listening to this screaming what it was at, was what it was
Maybe
for.
Maybe it was L'Oreal. I don't know.
Why not? Let's say L'Oreal.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. So that there's a reason why people...
Rachel, like Jennifer Aniston used to say it. L'Oreal. And it was Jennifer Aniston, wasn't it?
Ding, ding.
Yes, Claire, producer Claire knows all.
She knows all. But there is science behind it, which is that when people do rewatch things over and over and over again, it's like a comfort if you're in a tricky time in life or whatever it might be, because you know what the outcome is going to be, so you're not stressed about it. Or like me, where if you're watching things for the first time, you're like, I have to Google the back history of every single actor in this piece of TV or whatever. So I've gone back to Schitt's Creek, which is one of my favorites, Golden Girls. Like, I know it's so old, but it's just so ridiculously fun. And Dairy Girls. So I've just been picking episodes and just kind of switching off.
I like
and again,
you can just jump in wherever as well.
And you know what's going to come from, like, you know. Yeah, so you know what to expect. So it's a bit of light relief.
Dairy Girls stands the test of time, doesn't
it? Oh my God.
It's actually so funny when you...
Genuinely
it's now, valid. It's turning into like, you know when you'd be flicking around and at a certain point in the evening on one of the Channel 4 stations there's a Father Ted and you just get sucked into it. Dairy Girls is kind of like that now. You just come across it. It could be 10 minutes into a random episode.
You could just watch it over and over and over again.
It's so funny.
What's your comfort rewatch?
Law and Order SVU. No, it's not. We were talking about it yesterday on the show. US Office.
And
it's the same thing. And beyond the first two seasons, after that, you can put on... Yeah. Any episode.
And you just pick it up. So the US office got me through 11 nights in the Rotunda.
Really?
Yeah, I put on the laptop and it was the only time I was in there that I wasn't like clinging to the ceiling with my nerves. It was like the US office.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it's
I
so
can't
funny.
Fly anywhere without watching episodes. Mm. It's great. I love it. I'm not playing. I just love it. I love it.
Yeah. It's good.
It's a warm hug. Anyway, Saoirse Hanley and Alison Curtis, thank you both very, very much. Alison, what's on the show this weekend?
We're going to be talking about some of the best places in Ireland to go on holidays this summer.
Where's your favourite place to go in Ireland?
I love Wexford, Sligo and Clare.
Oh, shameless. Where's your favourite place?
Cork! No, I am going to the Aran Islands for the first time this summer.
Oh, yeah?
I'm really excited about it.
You're going to love it.
I'm going to love it. I'm really excited. Yeah. I can speak a bit of Gaelic.
Yes.
But up until now, you can't pick the Aran Islands. You've never been there.
Cork.
No, you can't pick where you're from either.
Wicklow.
Okay.
Sean right. Stark.
Yeah.
I've been to Wicklow recently.
Fine.
I enjoyed it.
Still on Wicklow.
Fine.
Whatever.
Kilkenny.
No, I don't even mean it. Yeah, you were meant to say Kilkenny. Come on. Anyway, Saoirse and Alison, thanks a million.
For nothing.
Off the Border up next, and I'll be back on Tuesday at 4. So have a great bank holiday weekend, everybody.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.